Hi, this is Dottie St. James, and I'm here with my husband, Larry.
Hello!
And, you know, we weren't going to talk about this because it was just something we wanted to put behind us. But recently I've seen on the news that there is a cruise ship that is catering to the people that, what would you say, Larry? They don't want to...
They like to have a good time, I'll tell you that much.
Without any clothes. Okay, let's just say it. It's a cruise line for people that don't want to wear clothes. Okay, so...
They're nudists.
Okay, right, exactly. And in light of this, I thought, well, what we went through wasn't that bad, right, Larry?
Not quite like that, where everything was just hanging out, no.
Well, okay, so... Here's what happened. You know, we told you a couple weeks ago that we were away for 10 days on a cruise with our friends. And how it came about is our friends told us about it, and it was an excellent deal. We couldn't pass it up, right, for the Bahamas cruise.
The price was right.
Well, we found out why, okay? So Larry and I get on the boat, and Larry's very charismatic and friendly. He could talk to anybody, pretty much anybody. I keep to myself, even though I was with Avon for 27 years and very outgoing, and before that, Tupperware. I still, you know, I'm a little reserved with people, okay? But we were there with our friends, and so we went out to dinner in, you know, one of the buffets that they have on their buffets, like Larry likes to say. Right, Larry?
Yeah, the buffets.
Right. And so we were there, and we were sitting at the table, and some people came up to us and asked us if we wanted to have a good time. And you tell the rest of the story, Larry.
Well, I thought they meant just, you know, that we here to have a good time, like have a good time, you know? But I don't know, after talking to a while, there were some of them there, what you call, swingers, I guess it was, swinging to the left, swinging to the right, you know?
Yeah.
Swing their partners round and round, different ones.
Now, we're on the cruise. We're stuck. We're stuck for a five-day cruise, okay? And then we were going to get off at the Bahamas, and we were going to stay there for a couple of days and then get back, and then it was a unique cruise, okay? And, yeah, we were stuck on the cruise. And needless to say, Larry and I spent a lot of time in the cabin because...
Yeah, lock the door. Stay away.
Right, because... Okay, Larry is in very good shape. He likes to keep himself in good shape, and I'm in good shape too, but I'm not going to flaunt my body. I have to have my captain.
That's why they probably want to swing with me. I'm a stud.
Right. And, you know, at home, he wears the boxer bathing suits, but he decided to get one of those Speedos against my better judgment.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
So, he went to the pool once, and there was some people, men and women coming up to him and asking him, what were they asking you, Larry?
That's pretty funny, right?
Yeah, that's not what they said, Larry. That's not what they said.
No, they said stuff, but I don't know.
That one guy was saying nice buns.
I didn't want to talk about that.
It wasn't good. So, you know, we learned our lesson that, you know, if something is cheap, ask questions, okay? Find out why. Because we were just, Yeah. So then we went to our friends and we said, hey, why didn't you tell us this? We would not have gone. And here, guess what? They were getting a discount for themselves if they got more people, couples, to go on the cruise. Did you know that, Larry?
Yeah,
I told you one of them,
their pyramid type things or
something like that.
Yeah.
Where they got money off just to get us to go.
Yeah, got their palms greased. That's not all they were greasing, I think, though.
Exactly. And guess what? Now, I don't even know if I want to be friends with them, Larry, because now we know where the swingers are.
It's scary.
They're swingers.
You're supposed to have complimentary water or booze or something in your room, not jars of Vaseline.
That
was freaking me out.
Oh, God. You know what, Larry? I'll tell you something right now, okay? I'm not judging anyone. I don't want to be judged, okay? But we're just simple people. We just want to, you know, have friends, play our card games, you know, have a couple drinks, have a good time, whatever. But, you know, the world is moving in a way that I don't understand, Larry.
I don't either. I don't like it.
I don't. I mean, they're having cruises now for swinging, okay? And, hey, whatever. Whatever floats your boat. Just, you know, tell us. Tell us ahead of time, right,
yeah,
Larry?
Yeah, let us know, for Pete's sake.
Right, so we weren't going to talk about it on the podcast, but we decided, you know, why not? You know, let other people learned this lesson that we did.
It's all behind us, just like my Speedos when you burned them.
Oh, that's, God. That's never it. Again, Larry. That's Those it. Are done.
That's it. We're changing everything. Right, no more of that.
So thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life, and you have a great day. Thank you. Bye.